About 450 people are meeting in Vienna over the next 2 days for the first global forum of the King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz International Center for Interreligious and Intercultural Dialogue. On Monday morning, Cardinal Jean-Louis Touran, the president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, addressed the conference.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, it is my privilege to convey to you the prayerful best wishes of Pope Francis for the success of this meeting. We are living in a changing world. We are living more and more in a provisional world. But many people rediscover that we cannot live without reference to history, and especially without relation to our contemporaries. Their joys and hopes, their griefs and anxieties, and in such a context, religions are called to propose, not to impose, to propose reasons for living. What is at the center of our concern? At the center of our concern is the human person, man and woman. The human person is the object of the attention of political and religious leaders. Each one of us is a citizen and a believer, not a citizen or a believer, not a citizen and a believer. All of us belong to the same human family. It means that we share the same dignity. We are confronted by the same problems. We enjoy the same rights, and we are called to accomplish the same duties. But unfortunately, we have to recognize that too often, we judge people on their appearance or on their production, even though every human person is much more than how he or she appears or is able to produce. We reduce the human person to an object. I'm thinking of the problem, all the problems raised by biotechnology, while the human person transcends his or her material dimension. Fortunately, interreligious dialogue teaches us to be careful not to present the religion of the other in a bad light in schools, universities, the mass media, and in particular in the religious discourse. Not to demean the religious convictions of the others, especially when they are not present. To consider diversity, ethnical, cultural vision of the world as richness, not as a threat. Interreligious dialogue, then, impels us to listen and to better know each other, to think before judging, to present the content of our faith and our reasons for living with kindness and respect. Therefore, interreligious dialogue can contribute to give to God, again, the place he deserves, to inspire fraternity, to give the wisdom and courage to act. To look at the theme, the image of the other, is also to look within ourselves in order to purify all that makes us close to what is new and true. To look at the other means also to accept being questioned by him about our faith and to be ready to give an account of it. To look at the other is to be available to work with all persons of goodwill for the common good. One of the tasks of Chrysid could be the promotion of what I dare to call the intelligence of the heart, which inspires us to respect what God is accomplishing in every human being, and at the same time to respect the mystery that every human person represents. What we have to avoid absolutely is that religions engender fear, attitude of exclusion, or superiority in people. In concluding, I express my heartfelt wishes for the success of this meeting. It will send a very significant message if Chrysid can become a place where we can take time to look at each other, to better know each other and to share all our abilities in order to make this world more secure, more enlightened, with all its inhabitants living in the spirit of respect and friendship that Pope Francis has repeatedly said, to encounter all because we all have in common our having been created in the image and likeness of God. Thank you so much.